Our next presentation is titled Making the Replant Decision, Influence of Planting Date and Population on Cotton Yield.
Thank you, moderator, for the introduction. Thank you all for being here. My Uber driver actually just dropped me at the wrong hotel about 5 minutes ago, so I think I'm probably even more excited to be here right now. So this afternoon, I'm going to be talking to you about a project I've been working on with Dr. Tyson Raper and Mike Bushmull on making the replant decision. So I think at this point we kind of are familiar with what cotton is, but for the sake of this presentation, what we really need to focus on is those indeterminate growth habits that it possesses and that it's able to compensate. Because of this, we don't always have to have optimum number of plants to actually emerge once we seed. Also, it's very sensitive to environmental conditions, and because of this, we can usually predict the type of growth that we might have or what growth stage we might be based on having optimum moisture and temperature. So these next few slides are going to be kind of a cheesy illustration, but just trying to demonstrate what we're really looking for when we're getting ready to get out there with our planter, put those seeds in the ground. We're really looking for 10.5 to 12 seeds per meter, so that 3.5 to 4 seed per foot. But if we don't always get these stands the way we initially planned, we can still get by with, at a minimum, about a seed per foot or 3 seed per meter. And most people are going to recommend that 2.5 seed per meter or 2.5 seed per foot, that 6¾ seed per meter or plants per meter is really kind of that range that we really are hoping for. But again, the plant's going to be able to compensate for the lack of plants around it, but it's to really not hurt our yield, we want these stands to be uniform. So a lot of times when we do have the optimum number of plants we're looking for, we still have a lot of skips in the field. And anything that's over a meter in length or 3 feet usually is going to be limiting on our yield. And this is even more so if we have lower populations, so we really have to be cognizant of this when we do have these lower populations actually emerge. So if you didn't have to get up with the chickens like me this morning at 8 o'clock and give a presentation, you might have missed this, but we were talking about another part of this project, and that's actually that we've built a tool to use an aerial system or unmanned aerial system to actually do plant population assessment. Actually, last year I presented on a method using an inexpensive camera with a very inexpensive drone and using RGB images to actually do these counts. We're pretty highly correlated, around 85%. This morning we presented on using reflectance data just to increase that overall accuracy when we're looking to do those counts. But along with planting population, we also have to pay attention to our planting date. We usually think that we need about 130 to 160 days to fully mature out that crop. For us in the Mid-South, we're usually targeting that middle of April planting date to get started and try to finish up by the middle of May. You know, a lot of times it's going to end up being May 45th when we're still out in the field trying to get done, but really trying to finish up by the middle of May. We can usually kind of tell where our crop's going to be based on calculating DD60s and looking at heat accumulation. Just a real quick advertisement. One of our students has actually got a poster on using DD60s to monitor the growth of varying cultivars. These are with modern cultivars, and actually seeing that it differs from some of the things that we've thought on in the past. This is actually her first poster, so I'm sure if you see her, she'll be happy to take as many questions as you have for her. With those things in mind, again, we developed this project on utilizing an aerial platform to help guide replant decisions. The objective I'm going to be presenting on this morning is looking to produce a surface model to estimate yield potential based on plant population at various assessment dates. So this study was started in 2016. We had a trial, Ames Plantation in western Tennessee. We expanded this in 2017 along with the Ames. We also had Milan and West Tennessee Research and Education Centers in western Tennessee. And additionally, we had a field site in Brooksville, Mississippi, and Portageville, Missouri. In all field sites and years, we used Delta Pine 1522, which is an early to mid-maturing variety, and we selected 5 different seeding rates. These range from 10.5, 6¾, 3, 1.5, and 3/4 seed per meter. We established a target date to fall in that range that you're typically looking to plant cotton, so between the middle of April to the middle of May. This past year, I think our earliest planting was May 10th, so a little bit later, had a very wet season, so hoping going forward we can get a little bit earlier, but we set out that initial targeting planted date, and then to normalize the data set across all locations, as soon as we saw 50% emergence, we would start planting again at 7 and 14 days with those same 5 seeding rates. So for all locations and planting dates, we managed them all the cotton the same based on that first planting using just whatever respective dates, extension recommendations. Pretty difficult to to manage each different planting date and the different locations on their own. So we want to just manage it all like the initial targeting planted date. It was pretty difficult sometimes to get this done. Sometimes you had to just use whatever you had necessary to get stuff planted or get it actually taken care of. But all of our plots were established in a randomized complete block design with four replications. We had four row plots for each treatment. Row spacings range from 96 to 101 centimeters depending on location. And when we got ready to harvest, we harvest the center two rows. Once we had full emergence from each of our plantings, we hand counted all of the rows. And if you hear me refer to stand or count throughout the rest of this presentation, I'm actually going to be referring to the number of plants we had harvested, so in rows two and three. To give us a continuous data set based on planting date, we converted those planting dates to the Julian calendar, so we had a Julian date giving us the day of the year that it would fall. Once we harvested all of our plots, we then ginned each individual plot and applied a gin turnout based on that plot. We then wanted to calculate a relative yield so that we wouldn't be comparing our kilograms per hectare or our bushels per acre. We're actually looking at a percentage based on the maximum yield from each location. So by doing this, we identified the maximum plot weight that we had and divided each plot by that number to give us that relative yield. So they would range between 0 and 1, representing 0 to 100%. Once collecting all this data, we then subjected it to a response surface regression model in SAS 9.4. So this is some of the results that we saw from these, again, from one field site in 2016 and then the five field sites in 2017. Our model was pretty highly correlated with both plant date and population. We had an R-squared of 69.69. On our left side x-axis, we actually have the stand count, so it's going to range from 0 to 250. And again, this is the number of plants that we harvested. On the right x-axis, you have planting date ranging from 130, which is about May 10th, out to 160, which is pushing about June 10th. All of our parameters were significant other than count by day. As we looked at our yields based on the different counts across the different planting dates, they all differed based on that date, so we didn't see any significance there. But count and day and then the interactions of the two were all significant. So one thing that was pretty cool with this model is we were actually able to subject all of our dates and plantings to see what our optimum yield potential was. And once using that model, we found that May 4th was our optimum date to optimize our cotton yield and a population of 8.5 plants per meter. One thing, though, to just improve on this model is, again, this is for making a replant decision. So it's not actually trying to optimize when our yield would be the best and what number. It's more just to kind of see what our potential is so that we can determine what day it is, how many plants we have, and see about what our percentage would be if we accepted that stand versus rejecting it. To improve this, we also, again, want to replicate this in additional years as well as field sites. So if anybody is interested in planting it, I'd love to talk with you after this. And again, we have these late plantings for that target plant date, first planting date in the middle of May. So we'd really like to get something earlier in April to continue to strengthen this model. Again, earlier in the presentation, we talked about uniformity. Population isn't always as important maybe as uniformity is. So what we'd like to do going forward is also build an aerial tool that we can help to quantify the uniformity of our stands, not just look at a population, and hopefully generate some type of uniformity coefficient. So to continue to strengthen that model, we'll enter that coefficient in there so that based on the number of plants you have, what day it is, and then how uniform your stand is, we'll give you a better idea of what your potential yield is, ultimately helping you make that decision whether accept or reject. So with that, I'll stop talking and turn the mic over to you. And if you have any questions or comments for me, I'll be happy to take them at this time.
We got plenty of time for questions.
Oh, crickets.
All right, well, maybe find our speaker afterwards.
Thank you.
Let's thank our speaker.